we've done is kind of put the gift bags together and bring them on Gwen's birthday in December.
She delivers on.
Basically, just give other families in the NICU a little bit of support like we got.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right. Good morning, Gifts and Go Spotlight followers all around the world. Today's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. The world is still spinning. God is still on the throne. Amazing things are happening. Welcome to the channel again. Thank you for tuning in. This morning I have another special guest that's just doing something amazing in their part of the world. We love to engage with the users on Gifts and Go. And these people are no different than anyone else using the platform. They're just making a difference the best they can in this world and in their part of the world that they live in. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce Charlie and Callie to you this morning. Charlie and Callie, welcome to the Gifts and Go Spotlight channel. Thank you for joining us. It must be, you said you're out in Texas, so you've got to be an hour or two earlier than we are. So it's pretty early for you guys.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
we've been up for what, 4 hours already?
Wow. Well, God bless you. 4 hours. I know you got a little sick one there with you, and I understand. I feel the pain. I've got a whole bunch of little ones myself. Actually, they're not nearly as little anymore. My oldest is 14. The youngest is 7. So they grow very quickly, and they're.
So we've got 3 between about 2 months and almost 3.5 years.
Wow, that's a couple COVID babies.
Yeah, the first one was right before, and then yeah.
Yeah, you know, I happen to be one of 12 children, big family, just crazy, 6 boys and 6 girls, and the first 8 of us. I'm number 5. And my sister, Heather, who we run Gifts and Go, she's number 2, my older sister. We do this together, along with a big team. But we were 8 in 8 years, the first 8. So under the, yeah, I can't even imagine, like, being a mom in that scenario. My mom had an 8-year-old that was almost 9. And then a 7-year-old and a 6-year-old and 5-year-old. There was eight of us in under 9 years. So pretty.
Why do you act just like your older brother acted a year ago?
Yeah, absolutely crazy. But parenting, one, it's one of the best things. Siblings, you know, I feel bad for families and kids that I see raising up in just a single child home, because I saw the joy of having other siblings, and even with the stress of being, you know, close in age where you have to share, and those are all actually hugely beneficial, and our family is super tight because of all of those different things, and I love it. And I love that you've got multiple kids back to back. They're going to be rolling and romping together. That's awesome. So let's get to the heart of this. You're on here because you have a Give, Send, Go campaign, and the URL link for all of those that are out there and want to visit the page and support them through a donation or through a message, a prayer message, or just sharing the campaign. You can go to, you know, the beginning. It's givesendgo.com. It's /. Gwen Toy Chest, with underscores between Gwen and Toy and Chest. So the 3 words is Gwen _ Toy _ Chest. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So check it out. givesandgo.com/ Gwen _ Toy _ Chest. You can read a little bit more about the campaign and support it there. But to begin, why don't you guys just tell us how you heard about Give, Send, Go in the first place?
You know, I actually don't remember when I heard about Give, Send, Go. You know, I when I'm working or making breakfast and stuff, driving in the car, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I feel like I heard someone mention it on a podcast, and it was just mentioned, hey, it's an alternative to GoFundMe. And so I kind of kept it in the back of my head. And when we decided we were going to put up a crowdfunding campaign, we wanted to go with GiveAscent2Go.
Awesome. Well, that's great. I love to hear that, you know, sometimes the way that we market here is we try to catch people when they're at their computer. So like we market with some of the search engines and some of the social platforms where people are already engaged on their computer because they see something about GiveAscent2Go, and then they can click right on it and go to the website and see what it is. But we're always hesitant, and not always, we've been somewhat hesitant about podcasts and various things, marketing in those channels, because people are a little bit further removed from their computer, from actually remembering us. It's awesome to hear that you just heard us in a podcast or on some sort of show, and that you remembered it enough, it stuck with you enough, that you actually were able to remember it at a future date. I love hearing that, because that gives us incentive to actually pour more into marketing channels like that. So you've got a campaign on, you heard about GiveAscent2Go as, and I'll say, we are an alternative to like platforms like GoFundMe, but we don't call ourselves the alternative. We call ourselves the replacement. Because
that, I like that.
Yeah,
I agree.
For us, we look at our platform, how we approach what happens on our platform, what we allow on our platform. It's a more holistic view of fundraising in general and the freedoms that we're affording in our country. We don't get involved in the politics of taking sides and positions. We say, if your campaign's a legal endeavor, and the law defines that, and those laws are put forth by the people, through the democratic process, the law defines those things. And we don't need to be the nanny state, the nanny platform of deciding what adults can and can't do in their fundraising efforts, as long as they're legal endeavors. So where we see a lot of other big platforms taking sides and shutting things down that they disagree with, we try to take more of a neutral stance. And we believe that in a free market society like what we have, that just is a bigger market, that you're going to reach more people because you're not going to be segmenting or shutting people off, which means that we're going to be the replacing platform, because the other platforms that do that stuff, their models are going to die when you just say, hey, we don't want to allow X amount of people on our platform. So that's how we phrase it. That's how we frame it. We're the replacement platform. We're excited about that because we actually see it happening. People like you using our platform, making a difference, and growing the platform as a result of it. So you've used GiveAscent2Go. You've got a campaign on GiveAscent2Go. Tell us what you're fundraising for. What is your campaign about?
So our campaign is essentially to raise money for gift bags that we donate to families that are at the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit here at Cook Children's in Fort Worth. The reason we raise money for that, our first daughter, Gwen, who is at daycare today, she spent 3 months in the NICU at Cook Children's when she was first born. It's a very long story. And just to give the very short version, she had a number of complications when she was born that we didn't really know about until the moment she came, and all of her organs were in failure. We had some great doctors and nurses that saved her life. And, you know, especially after the fact, talking with some of the doctors and nurses, they confided in us that like the first month-ish, it was day to day, you know, didn't know what was going to happen, if she was going to still be alive. But she's, you know, pushing 3 and a half now. She's great. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so the NICU that Gwen was at, which is the one that we donate these gift bags to every year on her birthday, it is a level 4 NICU. So it's essentially the highest level of care that you could have. So the sickest of the sick babies are there. Gwen specifically was in their cardiac unit when she arrived, which is kind of the worst case scenario babies go there. So these parents aren't in just for a few days. These families are there for, I mean, we were there for 3 months and we were not anywhere near the longest stay members. So there are babies that are there for months and months. There are many families that do not bring their babies home. We were witness to a few in our time, in our short 3 months that we were there, that didn't get to take their babies home. And so it's a very stressful place. While we were there, we were very fortunate that we received gift bags. So like Gwen was born in December. So, you know, on Christmas, there was a, they have like a local group who, you know, makes little hats for the kids and drops them by. And they have a child life specialist that works to make little ornaments for the kids, and like little special trinkets during all of the holidays that they find themselves there. And I know for us, that meant the world to us. Cause like this, yeah. Like they're in it with us. And like, while we were going through it, we had a little bit different perspective, I think, than your typical family who's going through a stressful situation. And we've translated that into the gifts that we put in the gift bags to hopefully make their stay a little bit better. Bags aren't lavish by any means, but they have, I think the thing we love the most that's in the bag is, we have a children's book called Mikey and the Dragons by Jocko Willink, that we read to Gwen every single day. And I think we read it more for us than we did for her. And one of the really important things for NICU babies is, especially in like the level 4 units, is you don't get to touch them really very much. You don't get to hold your babies. You don't get to do those kinds of things. So the thing you get to do is read. And so, I mean, they give you books. They give you like The Hungry Caterpillar and like Llama Llama, which are great. Don't get me wrong. But when you're there for a long period of time, we ended up reading other books and we just kept coming back to Mikey and the Dragons. And, it's something that the kids, as they grow and they get older, they can do. But we also include a onesie because it's a huge milestone when the kids get to finally wear clothes. Gwen didn't get to wear clothes until 2 months in. So when we got to put an outfit on her, like that was a really important thing. And then like a little rattle and a little swaddle blanket. So just a small little gift. And then we put in a little word, you know, from one family to another of like, hey, we know this is stressful, but, you know, kind of keep trucking. You got this type of thing. Because you never expect to find yourself there. But when you do, it's nice to know you have some support there if need be. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically just give other families in the NICU a little bit of support like we got. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
Share hope with people in need. Use GiveSendGo to fundraise for the people and causes you care about. Whether it's a friend in the hospital or your church's mission trip, make a difference with GiveSendGo today. Visit www.givesendgo.com and start your fundraising journey now.
That's incredible, you know, in a moment in time where oftentimes everything that we see around us, at least from the outside media perspective, is negativity. It's incredible to see people that are just, one, that we're willing to receive. Sometimes it's not that easy to receive the graciousness of others. Sometimes pride gets in the way, all these different things, the human emotions, willing to receive, but then also take that seed that was sown in receiving and actually let it bear the gift of sowing back into the lives of other people. So powerful, regardless of any affiliation outside of the fact that you have a child in a very similar situation. That's super powerful. That is amazing that you guys are doing that. So how long did you start that right after? Was this initiative that you just took on by yourself? You know, a year later and you've been doing by yourself and now you've opened it up for more people to help you with it? Or is it a new thing that you're just starting now?
No, we've been doing it. So this will be the fourth year. So basically what we've done is kind of put the gift bags together and bring them on Gwen's birthday in December.
She delivers on, like, she delivers them. Last year was the first year we actually got to go back into the, like, the hospital, because the first 2 years we were doing it, because of COVID, we leave the bags, like, in front of the hospital type kind of thing. So yeah, it's a way that we drop them off. And we also, you know, we say hi to the nurses and doctors, and that kind of gives them a little bit more.
They like to see her. They like to see how she's doing. And so that's really good. But yeah, so we've done it for 3 years now. And we've done fundraising every year, you know, kind of in our community. We've done little things like bake sales around our neighborhood, and worked with some gyms in the area to do fundraiser workouts and some things. But we wanted to kind of branch out and keep doing more. We would like, if we can be successful, we would like to expand it and try to support, you know, families at more hospitals, or maybe not just the NICU families at Cook Children's.
Well, so, also just get the families through the year. So right now we usually donate about 100 bags, which sounds like a lot, but that actually only covers the babies who are there in December. So yeah, Cook sees close to like 1500, I think, in an entire year. So if we could, you know, expand it just so that every month babies get our gift bag instead of just the babies in December, I think that would be amazing. And then branching out to other hospitals and stuff like that.
But that's our goal, is to try to expand and do more.
Yeah, no, well, that's an awesome goal. I'm curious about the cost. If you were to put like a cost per bag together, what do you think that would come to? I know that people typically, in the fundraising vein of things, when they see like, oh, it costs $20 per gift package that we put together, so each $20 donation will actually go to, will provide a basket or a
gift
to a family, when it's set, then people have a better frame for giving oftentimes. So I'm curious, do you have an idea of what that number actually is?
Yeah, so $15 is what it takes to make one bag. We have been very, very fortunate that we are able to get the books on a bulk order, so they give us a little bit of a discount there. So we're able to make the bags a little bit more cost effective, I guess.
Yeah, they were more expensive in the past. But between that and finding some ways of bulk ordering some of the other stuff that we put in them, we've gotten the cost down to about $15 a bag now.
Awesome. Well, that's great for people to know. So everybody that's watching this, for $15, you can make the difference in the life of a family. That's incredible. You can share some hope of a difficult moment that they're walking through, with some great resources. And beyond the resources, you know, one of the things that we love about our platform, this is why we have it on there, is that Pray Now button. Money is great. It helps actually meet people's material needs. But sometimes money is a little scarce for some people. And what's just as important to the receivers, oftentimes to the money, is the words of encouragement that come along. This is why we have that Pray Now button, so that people can click that and send a message, a note of encouragement to campaign owners. And I know that in those situations, just showing an act of kindness, regardless of what it is, oftentimes is enough to really change somebody's day and change somebody's perspective. That's super cool. So those of you listening, send a message, give $15 if you can, to change somebody's life. Share the campaign. Let people know what's happening right here with Charlie and Callie and the work that they're doing in making a difference in Dallas with this campaign. Incredible, incredible initiative. And I would say, as a resource, we did just recently, over the past year, set up a nonprofit ourselves, separate from GiveSendGo. It's givesendgo.org. And one of the resources there, and it's growing. It's newer again. It doesn't have all the kinks worked out, but it is a place where people come onto GiveSendGo and they give generously. They're part of our giver army, and that money goes to the organization, the nonprofit that we have, to then grant back to campaigns that are on GiveSendGo, so that are that fit within the categories of what our nonprofit grants to. So there's potential there for, if you go to givesendgo.org, there's potential there for you to do a simple grant application to receive some extra funds for your campaign to help push it even a little bit further. We love seeing people like you taking initiative, making a difference in their community, and wanting to even do more. So I would use that as a suggestion, givesendgo.org, as another way to potentially.
Yeah, that's good to know. We'll definitely check that out. Thank you.
Right. And man, I've said it many times, but I really do appreciate you, what you're doing in general, using GiveSendGo. Obviously, we definitely appreciate that, and helping the spread the word about who we are and what we're doing. Are there any last things that you guys would like to say? Maybe even if you want to point people to something, a resource or something, whatever, a social media profile where they can follow you, anything like that.
So neither of us are particularly active on social media.
Thank you very much.
but if we could point you to anything, we would point you to our GiveSendGo campaign at givesendgo.com/Gwen's Toy Chest.
I think you tried to put some pictures and stuff of her up when she was going through it to kind of give
there are a little bit more details of her story and kind of what we experienced and what inspired us to do this. Please check out the campaign. If you can, we appreciate every donation. We also appreciate every prayer and every share. If you're able to share it with friends and family, thank you. Thank you to everyone listening and just checking out our story.
Cause actually the first year when we did, do the donation, the blankets that we got from a donation. There was a family friend who we had never really met, the woman, but she loved sewing. And so she sewed all of the blankets and sent them to us. And they were beautiful for like little preemie babies. Amazing. And then there's a lot of other, so the first couple of years we were doing it, we got the onesies from a company that was also like a preemie organization nonprofit. So we tried to, if we were going to be spending money on onesies, we wanted to give back to, another organization who was doing kind of the same cause that we were doing. But to keep our costs down, we kind of had to go a slightly different route, and just to know that, like, when you read our story, it may sound crazy and like that doesn't happen and that like, oh, that's so unique. But from experience, it happens way more often than people think. And so that kind of helps keep things in perspective for us that, like, we have three kids right now and, two of them were very healthy and one wasn't. But with every new baby, it's a blessing if they are healthy. Right. So kind of to keep that in mind too.
Agree. Completely understand. Is actually my sister and brother-in-law who moved from Dallas area up to New England. They're pregnant with their fifth and she's due in a month or two. And they just, their last ultrasound found out that the baby had a serious heart issue where the valves were crossed and is going to need surgery.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Being born. And so probably different scenario than what your child, but a similar, it's going to be probably early operation for a brand new baby. So
I will say for also, for anybody who's listening, who finds themselves in like a NICU type of situation, when I say we, I mean, Charlie, he really did the bulk of the work here. we found some really great resources to help out financially for people who find themselves in that situation, to help with medical bills and things like that. So yeah, like if you find yourself in that position and you're like, I just don't know what to do, like reach out. We are very fortunate that we had people who told us about, you know, what we needed to get done so that we wouldn't have such a, you know, financial burden from medical bills and stuff like that. So like, it is possible.
Listen, anybody that is watching, all of you that are watching, reach out, take advantage of their experience and what they've been able to garner in information on how to navigate this successfully and come to the other side and actually sew back. So reach out. You can do that through the pray button. You can go to the campaign page. There's different connection points there. So Charlie, Callie, Zoe, thank you so much for being a part of the Give, Send, Go Spotlight channel, for hopping on early in the morning out there and talking with the Spotlight crew about what you guys are doing. It's super cool. We love it. And hopefully over the years, I say this almost on all the podcasts or spotlights that I do, is hopefully in a year or so, there might be an opportunity as this continues to grow, because I do think it will continue to grow. If you continue to pour into it like you are, that there could be an opportunity again to have you back on and give us an update about what's happened over the past year, how many you were able to give out this past year, like things like that would be super cool. So we'll stay in touch. Thank you so much for coming on. Again, Give, Send, Go Spotlight people, check it out. givesendgo.com/Gwen_toy_chest. You can go there, givesendgo.com, Gwen toy chest with underscores in between. And you can share, pray, give, all of the above. Charlie, Callie, thank you guys so much. We will look forward to being in touch in the future.
Thank you. Appreciate it.